Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we read a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you in your everyday life. On Tuesdays, we take a closer look at these Stoic ideas and how we can apply them in our actual lives. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy. I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. How to train yourself. You don't lift a weight one time and become strong. You aren't taught to do something once and it stays in your mind forever. You don't do the right thing once and it becomes a lifelong habit. It would be nice if things worked that way, but they don't. Many, many, many more reps are required in life and in philosophy. As Epictetus said, philosophy is a hard winter's training, practice that a soldier does in the safety of camp so that they might draw on it in the heat of battle. You must linger among a limited number of master thinkers and digest their works, Seneca said, if you would derive ideas which shall win firm hold in your mind. Stoicism then is designed to be a practice and a routine. It's not a philosophy you read once and magically understand at the soul level. No, it's a lifelong pursuit that requires diligence and repetition and concentration. Pierre Hadot, the French philosopher, called this spiritual exercising. And this is one of the ideas behind the Daily Stoic. Since we published it 7 years ago, the Daily Stoic has sold well over 1 million copies and spent more weeks on the bestseller list than any book about Stoicism ever. And of course, that's a testament to the timeless ideas in Stoicism above all, but it's also a testament to the power of combining the right idea with the right medium. Training is difficult. And when there are obstacles or friction in the way of doing it, people will find a way not to do it. And that's why I've put so much time and energy into making the ideas and process as accessible as possible. I put out Stoic lessons every day on the Daily Stoic podcast and on the Instagram and on TikTok and YouTube and every other medium. It's why Daily Stoics have been translated into 40 languages and why we created the leather edition to stand the test of time. And I've got some exciting news today. So price isn't an excuse. I got my publisher to discount the Daily Stoic ebook to $199 in the US and the UK for just a few days, which you can check out. I'll link to it in today's show notes or just go to Amazon or wherever you get your ebooks. But the idea is that every day all over the world, literally millions of people are practicing Stoicism together, going through the same spiritual exercises that Marcus Aurelius was doing in Rome or Zeno was doing in Athens thousands of years ago. They were training themselves, challenging themselves, lingering on the master thinkers, building muscle memory so that they can draw on that strength when they need it. Will you join them? Will you put in your reps? I hope so. Join all the people who've read the Daily Stoic. This is the cheapest it will ever be. We try to do this once a year. So if you missed it in past years, now's your chance. $199 as an ebook anywhere books are sold. Obviously, you can get the hardcover anywhere books are sold. I'll sign it if you buy it at store.dailystoic.com, or you can get the leather edition, which I'm super proud of. That's what I have on my desk here. That's what I often give as gifts to people who are interested in finding out about Stoicism. You can find that in the Daily Stoic store as well. But jump on this. It's only going to last for a couple days to kick off the new year, and I hope you like it. Hey, it's Ryan Holiday. Welcome to another episode of the Daily Stoic Podcast. When we hear this word virtue, right, we think one thing, but for the Stoics, they'd argue that virtue was four things. And then beneath those four virtues, there were sub-virtues. That's obviously what I'm writing about a lot these days. Courage is Calling is about the first virtue, courage. Discipline is Destiny is about the second virtue of self-discipline or temperance. I'm writing now about justice. I won't leak the title to you just yet. Then the fourth book in the series will be about wisdom. But in today's episode, I want to talk about those four virtues, how we live by them, how we live up to them, how we act with them, the four Stoic virtues that will improve your life, and in improving your life, in guiding and inspiring your behavior, I know will make the world a better place. Touchstones of goodness, as Marcus Aurelius called them. But let's just get into it. Here are four Stoic secrets to the good life. I think C.S. Lewis is right when he says that courage is all of the virtues at their testing point, right? It takes courage to pursue truth in the world. It takes courage to fight for the right thing. It takes courage to be disciplined in a time of excess. And when I think of the Stoics, I think of them defined as they were in these moments of courage. Thrasea challenging Nero. Marcus Aurelius having empire foisted upon him and stepping up, dreaming that he has shoulders made of ivory, getting over his doubts and imposter syndrome and choosing to do it. I think of Seneca bravely facing his death when Nero's goons came to kill him. I think of Cato resisting Julius Caesar and fighting to the death. I think of Epictetus living through slavery and not being broken by it. It takes courage to live in this world. And in fact, Seneca says that. He says, sometimes it takes courage just to stay alive in this world. And I think it's true. You think of the pandemic, you think of economic uncertainty, you think of what it takes to start a business or to raise a family or to talk to a stranger across the room. Life demands courage because the world is a scary, unpredictable place. And the Stoics knew this. They lived in times that were more unpredictable, that were more capricious. They had tyrants and they had mobs and they had death and disease that make our cushy modern times seem pale in comparison. So one requires courage to live in this world. So if C.S. Lewis said that courage is all the virtues at their testing point, you could argue that wisdom is equally critical in that it's how you understand what the other virtues are. Without the ability to learn, and that's what wisdom is, the love of knowledge, the love of truth. Without this, how does one know anything? Without the ability to read, without the ability to interpret information, without the ability to get to the bottom of something, to study it. Epictetus would also say that sort of the chief task of the philosopher is to be able to think about their own thoughts. So it's not just what you consume. All of that is super important. But without the ability to have self-awareness, to examine oneself, what good is all of that? So the Stoics approach things from a mindset of humility and self-awareness. Epictetus says it's impossible to learn that which we think we already know. In that sense, Socrates, one of the sort of forebears of Stoicism, is an illustrative example. This idea that our wisdom comes from our lack of wisdom. By admitting how little we know, we're able to learn more. Conceit, the Stoics thought, was the impediment to wisdom, the impediment to virtue. If you think you're perfect, if you think you know everything, you can't get any better and you can't improve. So the Stoics are on this lifelong journey of self-improvement, of self-discovery, of knowledge. And that's what wisdom is. That's what allows us to know what cause is just or unjust, what the right amount of courage in a situation is, what to engage and how to engage, what the right amount of it is. So without wisdom, all the other virtues are pointless. Conversely, wisdom is what helps us understand what and how to wield the other virtues. In a world of distraction and excess, self-discipline is a critical virtue. Stoicism is about an imposed self-discipline. Dwight Eisenhower famously said that freedom is really the opportunity for self-discipline. That's what virtue is. It's you deciding what you're going to do and not do. Epictetus famously said that Stoicism could be summed up in two key words, persist and resist. Some things you do, you keep doing, even when it's hard, even when you don't want to, say getting up early, persevering on a difficult project. And some things you don't do. You don't do hard drugs or you don't
cheat on your spouse. Temperance has this kind of negative connotation, right? We think that temperance is like the temperance movement, which banned alcohol in the United States. No, temperance for the Stoics is about moderation. It's about self-control. Seneca talks about like, what's the proper limits for a person? Epictetus talks about not setting your heart on so many things, about constraining your desires, about being in control of yourself. Self-discipline is having the fortitude, the strength, the will to avoid the wrong thing. Marcus really specifically learns about temperance from Antoninus, who he said he admired his ability to enjoy the things that people had trouble enjoying and abstain from the things that most people had trouble abstaining from. To me, that's the perfect definition of temperance and self-control, which I think Cicero properly defines as a polish on life. It is the polish on a good person. We admire the people who, despite their success, despite their wealth, despite their fame, despite their power, are in control of themselves and their urges and their desires. You know, Stoicism is a philosophy of rugged individualism, sure, but the Stoics return to this idea of the common good over and over and over again. Marcus Aurelius says that the fruit of this good life is good character and acts for the common good. In fact, the key difference between the Stoics and the Epicureans is that one was involved in civic life, tried to contribute to the polis, to the city, and the other sort of retreated to their own individual spiritual development. So justice is this key virtue. I think when the Stoics are talking about justice, they mean it in the social contract sense of the word. They mean it in the sense of the golden rule, how we treat people, the ethical standards that we guide our own behavior by. Marcus Aurelius says, just that you do the right thing, the rest doesn't matter. That's what I think he means by justice. You think of Cato, who refuses to take bribes, who fights to preserve the Roman Republic, the old ways of doing things. You think of Marcus Aurelius in the depths of the Antonine Plague, selling off the palace furnishings to pay down Rome's debts. How different that is than the corrupt leaders who spent frivolously on themselves, who indulged a life of luxury. To me, there's a sign down the street from my house in Austin where I like to go running, and it was put there by the football player, Hollywood Henderson, and it says, leave this place better than you found it. To me, that's the embodiment of the Stoic idea of justice. I think it's also important that justice isn't just about ourselves, our own sphere of interest. Marcus Aurelius famously says in Meditations, as he's listing what justice is, he says, and remember that you can commit an injustice by doing nothing, by being indifferent, by being too ruggedly individualistic, by caring only about yourself, by focusing so narrowly on what's up to you right now that's easy. And this is a criticism against the Stoics as well. I mean, Marcus Aurelius doesn't do anything about slavery. He's a reader of Epictetus, and he never seems to question whether a human being should be able to own another human being. Doesn't seem to question the brutality of the wars that he fought in. But that's the idea, that you're supposed to commit justice with what you do, but remembering that being too selfish, ignoring, not following these Stoic principles can also contribute to injustice in the world, and that's not good either.
Thanks so much for listening to the Daily Stoic Podcast. If you don't know this, you can get these delivered to you via email every day. Check it out at dailystoic.com/email.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.